The following Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, April 29th, 2019.
The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She knows everything you do because the woman in your life is you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Women's Spaces. My name is Elaine B. Holt, and I'm your host. With me at the board is my friend, my partner, my engineer, and co-producer, Ken Norton. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Wow, what a beautiful day it is in Sonoma County. A little bit cool, but still a beautiful, beautiful day in the wine country. I'm a little bit excited about this program today. It's going to be a little bit different. I do not have a guest. I'll be making some announcements, giving an opinion or two, reading some of my poetry, and reminding you to become a member of KBBF 89.1 FM. And also, this is the last day of the month, so we'll be doing the Women's Spaces Pledge. You know, it's really amazing. I cannot believe that I actually have given out 7,000 of those cards with the pledge on it. So it's just amazing. Excuse me, I have to clear my throat. And you know, another reminder, if you do, excuse me, if you do become a member of KBBF, and it's real simple, all you have to do is go on our website. And you can go to the right. It says donate. It'll give you all the instructions. If you do donate, if you do become a member, I will make sure that you get one of those pledges with your membership. Well, you know, it's been real interesting. We've been celebrating Earth Month all, you know, Earth Day all month this month. And it's been very enlightening for me. I learned a lot. We went downtown to Earth Day yesterday in Sonoma County down at Courthouse Square. It was lots of people walking around, learning all kinds of different things. It was wonderful seeing the kids, you know, learning about what plants are, what bugs are, and all the different interesting things. And, you know, during the month, I did a interview with the Earth Day Network, and I just thought I would remind folks a little bit about, at the end of the month, a little bit about what Earth Day was all about and what some of their goals are. Well, first of all, the theme for Earth Day 2019 was protect our species. And guess what? To protect our species, we're one of them. We have to protect ourselves. You know, all living things have an intrinsic value, and each plays a unique role in the complex web of life. I mean, we need it all. I mean, we need the bees, we need the bugs, we need the plants, we need everything to sustain ourselves. So it's really interesting when you start thinking about it, you know, and so many species are being threatened now. The bees, the coral reefs, the elephants, the giraffes, the insects, the whales, you know, and even more. I mean, it's amazing when you start doing the research and you have to start scratch your head. You know, this is our planet, our Mother Earth. And it was interesting. There's no option. There's no other option. There's nowhere else for us to go. We are stuck right here on this planet, and we need to take care of it. Well, the good news is, though, you know, one of the good news that came out of the Earth Day Network is that even though the rate of extinction is pretty rapid, it still can be slowed down, and many are actually declining. But we have to, as consumers, we have to start looking at things. And some of their goals I found very, very interesting. So I'm going to read them from a little notes I have here. Earth Day Network is asking people to join our Protect Your Species campaign. This is their goals: to educate yourself and raise awareness. In other words, talk to your friends, raise awareness about the at the accelerating rate of extinction of millions of species and the causes and consequences of this phenomena. You know, talk to your friends about it. Have a conversation. I mean, we're talking about the future of our planet. We're talking about the air, the water, all the good things that we need to live. So it's important that we talk to our friends. So that's one of their goals, is educate yourself, try to educate your friend. Another thing is where they're trying to achieve major apology policy victories that protect broad groups of species as well as individual species in their habitat. So pay attention. Pay attention to some of the stuff that's coming out in the news. Maybe you can donate. Maybe you can donate to a cause to help save a certain species. Or maybe you can just become aware of it, pass information around to your neighborhood. You never know. Things can happen when you just start communicating and start showing some concern and focusing. In fact, Ken and I were talking this morning about the importance of focusing. When you want something to happen, you got to focus it. You got to put your energy into it, and you'll be amazed at how things turned out. And you know, the most important thing is get to know each other and have a conversation. And the last thing is to start encouraging our area to stop using pesticides. You know, so far I found out there's about 7 counties in Sonoma County that are actually stopping to use Roundup. But there's more than just Roundup. There's all kinds of pesticides that are being sprayed in our community. So it's important that you get educated, you find out about it, and then you do something. And it's interesting, you know, we have one of the things that's so beautiful about our community is that we have several, you know, we have a board of supervisors. They meet every week. And guess what? They have public comment. You can show up and you can tell them how concerned you are about pesticides, how you're concerned about some of the issues that are going on in your community. The same thing with city councils. Every city has a city council and they have meetings. And generally speaking, they allow so much time for public comment. But if they don't hear from the public, if they don't hear from us, then they think, oh, it's business as usual. Well, you can't let them have business as usual. You know, we're at a tipping point on our planet and we have to pay attention. Well, another thing that happened that I thought was really great for this, besides looking and doing all the research around the Earth Day Network, I mean, very, very interesting. They do have a website. It's earthdaynetwork.org. You can get all the information and find out everything that's going on around the planet and some of the issues that people are asking for you to sign a petition or to let your board of supervisors or your city councils know about it. Well, if I hope my listeners remember, but I think it was last week or the week before that, we had two young women that were talking about the climate action night that happened at the Santa Rosa Junior College. Well, it was really interesting to see all these young people and how articulate they are. You know, my hat goes off to everybody that organized the whole event. It was just amazing. We got to visit. You walked around. It was a big room. They had about maybe 25 booths, and most of them, the majority of it, actually were run by or were hosted by young students from the JC, and we got to visit and learn about the various bills that are going on in Congress, which is amazing to find out there's so much legislation that's being looked at these days around climate and climate change, that it was really inspiring to see it all in one room, because you don't think much is going on, but when you have that much visibility, it's just amazing. We also got to write postcards to our legislators on bills that each one of us were inspired to write. And it was really interesting because they had little scripts. They had all kinds of scripts. In fact, what I'm going to do, I'm going to have Ken put on our website. I'll put the different bills that are available that you can write about, and also some of the scripts that they handed out, which I thought was very, very helpful. I wrote 2 postcards myself. I felt really good about that. And then they took care of and mailed it. So I want to do a shout out for the students at the Santa Rosa Junior College for putting together such a wonderful, wonderful event. I mean, it was so inspiring and so much to learn. And then also, what I walked away from was 2 things that really kind of struck my heart. And the first thing was, of course, to see all these young people so involved and so articulate. I mean, so willing and able to explain each bill in such detail. I mean, it was very, very impressive. So thank you so much, all of you who were involved. And then the second thing I walked away with is that a lot of things are happening. You know, there's a lot of effort being made around climate change, around making some changes, around looking at more about sustainability. But at the same time, the most important thing is we need more public participation. You know, one of the things I found out by going to several Board of Supervisors meetings and also City Council meetings is when you put pressure on these people, you know, if you don't show up, you know, they just do business as usual. You know, they everything's okay, everything's fine, I'll go my way. But if you show up and you let them know what you're concerned about and you're passionate about it, you would be surprised at some of the things that happen and some of the changes that are being made. They never want to admit, you know, our public servants, that's what I call them. They are public servants. We vote them in to serve us, to take care of our county, to take care of our cities, to take care of our states, to take care of our country. But one thing that I found out about them, man, if you put pressure on them, they are going to move. If they know you're out there and you care, they're going to make a difference. If you're not out there and you don't care, they don't care either. So it's very important that we show up, especially for the young people, for the future, you know, to let young folks know that we support them and that we're there for them. Well, lots to think about, folks, but I like to think that's what Women's Spaces is all about. Give us a time, a moment to think about things, to explore things, and to become involved. You know, as women, it's very important that we stand up. You know, that's why I do the Women's Spaces Pledge every month. It's a reminder. It's a reminder. And we're going to do that after we take a musical break. Well, we're going to take a musical break, and the first song I'm going to be playing is one of my favorite songs. Actually, they're all my favorite songs. This is called The Prayer of St. Francis, and it's sung by Elroy Hart. And the reason I'm playing this song, you know, listen to the words. I mean, of course, the poem was written by Francis of Assisi, and it has to do with religion, and there's a lot of history behind the poem, behind the saying. But the most important thing is to listen to the words. Imagine if every one of us got up each day, and the first thing we said is, let me be an instrument of peace. You know, if we just made that one comment to ourselves, if we made that kind of commitment, and that's the whole idea behind this song, is to remind us that we're spiritual beings, that we're living on a planet Earth, and that we all need to participate, and we all need to come together and do something. And the most important thing we can do is to understand one another and have compassion for each other. So let's go ahead and listen to the Prayer of St. Francis. And when I come back, we're going to do the Women's Spaces Pledge, and I have a few announcements to make. And I'm really enjoying this show. You know, I try to take at least once every 6 weeks where I take a show just for myself, just to do commentaries, to read poetry, and to throw my opinions out there a little bit. So let's go ahead and listen to the Prayer of St. Francis.
To be loved as to love with all my soul.
it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, in giving to all men that we receive, and in dying that we're born to eternal life.
So what am I doing? I'm sitting here crying. That song is so beautiful to me. Make me an instrument of your peace. I mean, think about that. What can you do today to help bring peace on earth? Maybe it's just smile on somebody. Just be kind to somebody. Give a dollar to the person who's begging on the street and thank the Great Spirit that it's not you. I mean, there's all kinds of things that we can do to be instruments of our peace. Well, for you folks just joining, you are listening to KBBF 89.1 FM Calistoga, Santa Rosa. And I want to remind my listeners that the opinions expressed here are not necessarily the opinions of KBBF, its board of directors, its members, or women's spaces. That's interesting. Or women's spaces. In other words, my opinion is no. My opinion is my opinion. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And you know something? It's a beautiful day to be alive. You know, I get up in the morning, and I say, thank you, Creator, for another day to live, another day to laugh, another day to learn, and another day to love. It's amazing. And when I think about that, when I was listening to that song about Make Me an Instrument of My Peace, I was thinking all of a sudden our board of directors president, Alicia Sanchez, came to my mind. She has a new granddaughter, Vida, and of course she's spending a lot of time with them, and I have a great granddaughter right now, Satori, and that's life. You know, we brought new life in, and you know, with that new life, it gives you more of that emphasis that you want to be an instrument of peace. You want to offer understanding. You want to understand people instead of always wanting to be understood. I mean, there's so much richness in that beautiful, beautiful song. I recommend that you folks listen to it. You can go listen to it on YouTube. It's wonderful, and it's called The Prayer of Saint Francis. Well, like I said, you're listening to Women's Spaces, and this is the last Monday of the month. Oh, my goodness. Where did April go? I mean, here it is, April 29th. By the way, a shout out to my beautiful daughter, Susan Denise Jensen. She had her birthday yesterday, April 28th. You know, every April 28th, I just sit back and I sit on a couch and I just remember the day that that beautiful child was born. And now she's a grandmother. I mean, just cracks me up, to be honest with you, watching her be a grandmother. I'm sure there are many, many mothers out there who are watching their kids become grandmothers, and they're going through the same thing. I know Alicia looks at her son, Paco, and she says, oh, my God, he's a dad. Well, you know, time goes by, and that's the beauty of life. You can bring life into the world. But then again, we have to go back to the prayer of St. Francis. Make me an instrument of peace. Why? For the children. The children are our future. We must always remember that. Well, like I said, it's the last Monday of the month, and we're going to do the Women's Spaces Pledge. And I always give you a little bit of history about it. You know, the pledge I wrote for my grandson, Ryan, who is now a father, which again, like I said, it's kind of all of a sudden you look at these different things, time, and you say time has gone by. And I wrote this for him. He was in his nursery school, and he came out and he was crying, and I said, Ryan, what's the matter? And he says, my teacher said I was a bad boy. Oh my God, right here they're going to kick him in the butt with his self-esteem. He was only about 5 years old. Already he has to hear he's a bad boy. I mean, I couldn't tolerate that. And I says, you're not a bad boy, Ryan. You're a good boy. You're just a young child with lots of energy, and you got to remember that your self-esteem doesn't depend on anybody else. And that's when I wrote this out. And every week that I picked him up, we would say this together. We would say the pledge together. And when he graduated Santa Cruz, UC Santa Cruz, and he came down the hill, I saw him. I was so proud of him. Such a beautiful young man, so tall and so handsome. And to think this is my grandson, he's reciting the pledge that I wrote for him when he was just a young boy, and said to me, when he came down the hill, he says, Grandma, this is what helped me. And I'm hoping it helps all of you out there. And it's very important for parents out there, say this to your kids at least once a week. You know, let them know that you care about them and that their self-esteem is important to you. So we're going to do the pledge. I'm going to say one line, and then you can repeat after me. The first thing I'm going to do, though, is I'll read the whole thing through, and then we'll go one line at a time, and you read, you know, follow my, you know, my words after, repeat after me. Boy, I'll tell you, it's kind of exciting to do the show all by yourself. I don't mean to get a little bit tongue twisted here. So let's go. Just listen to, this is called the Women's Space Pledge. My self-esteem does not depend on anything outside of me. Okay, what does that mean? My self-esteem does not depend on anything outside of me. My self-esteem depends on my relationship with myself and my higher power. Now, why is that important? So first, let's just go through it line by line together, and then I'm going to give you a little explanation of what I think. So let's go. Ken, why don't you join me?
Okay.
My self-esteem
does not depend
on anything
outside
of me.
My self-esteem
depends
on my relationship
with myself
and my higher power.
Boy, what powerful words. Now let's just think about this. My self-esteem does not depend on anything outside of me. What does that mean? I know. When I get up in the morning, or if I'm going to go out, I go crazy. What am I going to wear? And I'm putting everything on, you know. Or if I have to give a presentation, I hope people like what I have to say. When you say my self-esteem does not depend on anything outside of me, that means that you feel good about who you are, no matter what you're wearing, no matter who you are, no matter how much you weigh, no matter what your education is. Your self-esteem does not depend on other people judging you. So it does not depend on anything outside of you. So my self-esteem does not depend on anything outside of me. And trust me, I struggle with that just like everybody else every single day of my life. And what's so interesting, before I do the show, I read the pledge at least four times. Well, let's look at the next line. My self-esteem depends on my relationship with myself. You know, there's a saying, a Christian saying, love your neighbor as yourself. Well, think about that. How can you love anybody else if you don't admire and love yourself? What does it look like to love yourself? Well, give yourself good food, get good rest. Do exercise, make sure you have nice clothes to wear, all the different things that you do to have a good relationship with yourself. And my higher power. Now, higher power can mean anything. Right now, it's so interesting. Right now, Ken and I are watching, I think it's a 55-episode series of the Buddha. And the whole struggle is the struggle to find your relationship with yourself in relationship to the universe. Call it God, call it whatever you want, but it's the relationship with that greater power, that greater sense that there's something beyond you. And you know, when I think about something beyond me, I think of myself living on the planet Earth in the middle of nowhere on the Hubble telescope, folks. You can't even find us. That's how small we are. So there's got to be some sort of higher power, some sort of something. I don't know what you want to call it, but something that's pulling it all together, that's creating the movement. And somehow when you meditate or you focus on it, life gives you some miracles that you're a little bit surprised at. You know, right now, Ken and I are working on goals, you know, and it's so interesting. We had this conversation. I said to all of a sudden I start getting frustrated. And I said to myself, my God, you're doing the pledge this morning and already you're off center. Already your self-esteem is all scattered all over the place. So I had to bring myself back. My self-esteem does not depend on anything outside of me. That means if I have to go out, if I have to reach out, if I have to ask people for something, if I have to do something to get what I need, it's okay because my self-esteem doesn't depend on what they think of me. All I know is that I have the right to ask because I feel good enough about myself. And then this whole higher power thing, you know, I've had so many debates about it. You know, one time I used to say my self-esteem depends on my relationship with myself and the great whatever. I kind of like that, the great whatever, because we don't really know. What do we know? You know, I just had my 79th birthday. I don't even know how all that time went by. You know, we know very little when you really come down to it. But if we empower ourselves and we believe in ourselves, trust me, we know a lot more than we even realize, and we can do a lot more than we realize. So I'm going to say this one more time. My self-esteem does not depend on anything outside of me. My self-esteem depends on my relationship with myself and my higher power. I just love that. I just love that. You know, email me, you guys. You know, email me at elaine@womenspaces.com. Let me know what you think of the pledge. Let me know what you think of the program. You know, if I don't hear from you, I don't know. It's like, you know, we're sitting in a studio. I'm all by myself right now. I have a microphone in front of me. I don't know who's out there listening. You have to tell me you're out there. You have to tell me by, one way you can tell me, of course, again, is to become a member of KBBF, but also to email me. Hey, I saw your show. Hey, I have an idea for a guest. Hey, you're important. You know, let me know. Otherwise, why am I doing this? If I don't know that there's a response out there, I have to question whether this is the right place for me to be. So please, please let me know you're out there and that what you think of the pledge and what you think of the program and if you have any ideas. Well, I have a few announcements to make. I love that pledge. I just think it's wonderful. Okay, so let's go. On Wednesday, May 1st, they're going to have what they call, it's called the May Day March. It's called Workers' Struggle Has No Borders, Santa Rosa March and Rally. The idea is to mobilize to protest banks that invent in private detention camps, free and unite children with their families. You know, we're protesting for the $15 minimum wage. We want public banks, housing for all, and to end homelessness. Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? You know, we really have enough money to end homelessness. It's just that we're not setting our priorities correctly. And then, of course, the most important thing, police accountability. Now, why is police accountability important? Folks, they're the ones with the guns. They can kill. They need to be accountable. So come gather with all the folks. You know, I know many of the Peace and Justice Center is behind this. It's going to be happening Wednesday, May 1st. It's going to be at the Roseland Village by the Dollar Tree store on Sebastopol Road in Santa Rosa. It's going to start at 2:30. They'll gather at the Roseland Village, and then 3:30 they're going to a little exercise march to downtown Santa Rosa, and from 4:45 to 6:00 they're going to have a rally, which is so much fun. I'm definitely going to make sure that I make the rally and see everybody down there and, you know, say hi to me and I'll give you one of my Women's Spaces pledge cards. I'll even give you two. You can give one to a friend. So that's going to be Wednesday, May 1st. That's the Santa Rosa March and Rally. And it's Workers' Struggle Has No Borders. And it's going to start at 2:30 and it's going to end at 6. And it's going to be at the Roseland Village by the Dollar Tree. And then they'll end up at a rally at Courthouse Square. Hey, be there, be square, right? I mean, why not? It's wonderful to get together with like minds. Now, another important announcement I have to make is something that's happening out here in Sonoma, California. It's called Empowered Women. Empower Women. I like that. Empowered Women, Empower Women. I think that's so important. Amplifying the women's voice. So important. You know, it's put on by the Sonoma County Commission on the Status of Women and La Luz, which is an organization that takes care of women. And let me read what they say. What brought us here? Where are we going? Local women involved in public life and elected public officials, including Supervisor Seward, Susan Gorn will be there, and Santa Rosa Councilwoman Victoria Fleming. Victoria Fleming is the brand new. She just won the election. Congratulations, Victoria. I saw her at the Climate Action Summit, and wonderful, wonderful speaker, and such heart. such heart. That's what we need. We need politicians with not only intelligence but heart. And also Susan Gorin, she's a longtime politician. And also Susan, what I love about Susan Gorin is that she's really worked herself up. I mean, this woman was one that never thought in her wildest dreams that she would have a life in politics, but she definitely does, and she's been a very, very good trusted servant for our community. And they will discuss their careers, what caused them to seek elections or appointments, including the challenge that they face and continue to face. Opportunities to serve on local boards. You know, I was on the Human Rights Commission. I was appointed by supervisor, when he was supervisor at the time, Mike McGuire. There's all kinds of commissions that folks can get involved in, and this is a good place to find out about it. So they'll be discussing why so few women involved in making political discussions, along with many of the other processes that women have to go through in order to be elected. So that's going to be on May 4th, and that's going to be from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Sonoma Valley Regional Library at 755 West Napa Street in Sonoma. And that's put on by the Sonoma County Commission on the Status of Women and the Law Lewd. And I think it just sounds like a wonderful event, and it's a free event. Again, that's going to be on May 4th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Sonoma Valley Regional Library, 755 West Napa Street in Sonoma, California. And it's so interesting. The library has been so active with so many different things. You know, we need to support our libraries today more than ever. You know, one of the things about the libraries that I find fascinating, I mean really fascinating, is when you read a lot of these self-help books, or you read a lot of these positive books to get you going to think better about yourself or to be more successful, 9 out of 10 times the authors come from poor families, and they got their education, or a majority of it, from being able to go to the library. Libraries are so important. They really are. They're a place to gather and a place to learn and a place to read. You know, we need to develop more and more of our critical thinking skills. And a lot of that comes from being able to read, being able to understand what a book is saying or is trying to let you know. Well, there's a lot to think about. And like I said, this show's a little bit different. I don't have a guest, although I am going to have somebody towards the end of the hour from the Conservation Action, and she's going to talk about one of the events that's coming up. I'm really excited about this. What's the deal with the Green New Deal? It's going to be happening on Wednesday, May 15th at the Garrett Hall at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, and we're going to have a discussion about it, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions and to get some information about what this is all about. And so far, gossip has it that Jared Huffman will be there. Jared Huffman is our congressman, and I think it should be a very interesting meeting. Well, that's a lot to think about, you know, really. But like I said at the end of the last segment of the show, that's what Women's Spaces is all about. Well, we're going to do another musical break, and this song really resonates with me. It's called By My Silence, and it's sung by Helen Bookstill. And when I return, I'm going to give you folks some history about this song, what it's all about, why it was written, and what inspired it. I want you to listen to the words very, very carefully, you know, and you start thinking about it. And the thing that lately it makes me think about that I cannot wrap my brain around is how we ever decided, or whoever decided, to pull children from their parents. I mean, that to me, I mean, that was a tipping point for me. You know, I had a lot of faith in a lot of things, but when I heard that, I said to myself, we are in deep trouble. Once we start going after women and children, we're in deep trouble. And you know, folks don't think of this. They really don't think, you know. You get up in the morning, you have your children, you make them breakfast, you know, and you send them off to school, and they, you know, they're going to come back home. All the things that we take for granted. all the things that we take for granted. But folks, I want to tell you something. If they can do it to one child, they can do it to any child. If they do it to one woman, they can do it to any woman. That's why it should not happen to any woman or any child should be ever taken from their parents in that way. I mean, it's hard enough in this world. It really is. It's hard enough in this world without having stuff like this happen. I want to go back and just comment a little bit about, you know, watching the Buddha. You know, one of the things that the Buddha says, the world, we suffer. Yes, we suffer. We fall down. We break our leg. You know, we end up getting some incurable disease. We lose a child. We get a divorce. All the things that happen that bring such sorrow into our lives that we have to recover from. Why do we have to add war to the occasion, to the equation? We don't need that another form of suffering. We already have enough suffering. We don't need the rest of it. So let's listen to By My Silence, sung by Ellen Booksteel. And when we come back, we will discuss a little bit about the song and then go on from there.
I'm not a communist, so when they came for the communist, I held my tongue, minded my own business like a good neighbor. I trusted the justice was done.
I didn't ask what was their crime, it was their sadness was in mine. I didn't care where they were sent. For my silence, I gave my consent. For my silence, gave my consent. I am not Jewish, so when they came for the Jews, I had nothing to say. Branded with scars like cattle in boxcars. Taken away. I didn't ask what was their crime. It was their sadness was in mine. I didn't care where they were sent. For my silence, I gave my consent. For my silence, gave my consent. Socialist, took the powerless. I'm not a terrorist, I'm not an immigrant, I'm native born,
faithfully ignorant.
I didn't care what was their crime,
till their sorrow turned into mine, their sorrow turned into mine. I was okay, 'cause I was a citizen,
and I was free. I didn't care, now there's nobody there, no one to speak out for me. At the time I believed, it never happened to me. I didn't. Give my consent.
I didn't know what it meant. By my silence, I give my consent. Think about that. When you don't say anything, that must mean it's okay with you. Well, it's not okay with me to think about children being pulled from their parents at the borders. That is not okay. And it's also very sad, you know, when you start thinking about it. Why are these people coming here? You know, where's our compassion? Again, when you go back and you look at World War II and you look at what went on there, a lot of people were silent. And it didn't get better. It only got worse and worse. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And we're doing a little bit different this morning. We're having conversations and a little bit of opinions and songs and all kinds of good things. And I want to give you a little background on that song, By My Silence. It was written by Martin Buber, B-U-B-E-R. He lived from 1878 to 1965. He was a prolific author, scholar, literary translator, and political activist whose writings, mostly in German and Hebrew, range from Jewish mysticism to social philosophy, biblical studies, religious pharmacology, philosophical anthropology, education, politics, and art. Most famous among his philosophical writings is a short but powerful book, I and Thou, which was written in 1923. And it came from during World War II when Martin Buber wrote this. He was a Jewish man. And let me read the poem that he wrote, and that's the whole idea. It was the poem is about the cowardice of German intellectuals following the Nazi rise to power and incremental purging of their chosen targets, group after group. Many variations and adoptions in the spirit of the original have been published in the English language. It deals with themes of persecution, guilt, and responsibility. And the title of the poem was, First They Came. First they came for the socialist, and I did not speak out, because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I did not speak out, because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out, because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Very, very, very interesting. Niemöller. Oh, it was Martin Niemöller. How come I have Martin Buber here? That's interesting. Wrong. They made a mistake on the internet. It's Martin Niemöller, N-I-E-M-O-E-L-L-E-R, not Buber. Interesting. I got this off of the internet. You guys made a mistake. So thank you so much for correcting that, Ken. A lot to think about in this poem. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. You know, that first line, first they came for the Muslims. You know, first they came for the blacks. You know, think about it. First they came for the socialist. Isn't that what's going on? Oh, we're not going to have a socialist government, even though we're not talking about a socialist government. We're talking about social programs. But first they came for the socialist. So, or, you know, would you have an idea all of a sudden they're going to come for you? I mean, this poem is very powerful. That's why it is so important that we pay attention to what's going on in this world. There's an old saying, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Well, it's interesting when you do negative onto somebody, you know, at some point they're going to come back and they're going to want retribution. Well, that's a lot to think about. And I sometimes when I think about that poem and I think about what happened during that time, 11 million people sent to gas chambers, 6 million of them Jews. The other 5 million, a combination of people who had mental challenges, people who were homosexuals, people who were gypsies. I mean, come on. You know, first they came for, you know, and then all of a sudden, what ended up happening was everybody suffered. So it's very, very important that we pay attention to these things. Well, we're going to take another musical break, and the song that I'm going to be playing is The Greatest Love of All, sung by Kennedy Holmes. And the reason I chose this song is, hey, The first line in there is, I believe the children are our future, and that's how I believe. And when we come back, joining me on the phone will be Daisy Pisti-Lahan, the Executive Director at Sonoma County Conservation Action, and we'll be talking about the Green New Deal Town Hall happening on Wednesday, May 15th at Garrett Hall at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. And I think it's going to be a wonderful event, a chance for all of us to learn about the Green New Deal from our local politicians. So let's go ahead and listen to The Greatest Love of All.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend.
Find your strength in love, love of self, love of others. Welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And without further ado, I want to introduce my guest. Joining me on the phone is Daisy Pisti-Lahan, Executive Director of Sonoma County Conservation Action. Welcome, Daisy.
Hi, Elaine. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm just so excited. And, you know, I want my listeners to know that we're also going to do another interview the second Monday in May to talk more about this event. But you're here to talk about the new Green Deal Town Hall. But before we do that, Daisy, can you tell us just a little bit about the Conservation Action Program? What is it and what are you doing?
Sure. So Sonoma County Conservation Action has been around for 29 years now, and we are the largest environmental group in the county. We are the political wing of the environmental movement here in Sonoma County. So we work with a wide variety of environmental groups around the community, understanding what the big issues are, and then we work with local elected officials to ensure that they are taking into account the voice of the environment and that the environment has a seat at the table in the decision-making process. During election season, we endorse candidates. So many of your listeners might have heard of us through postcards that they saw during last election cycle that came in the mail with our endorsements, or they might have seen us publicizing our endorsements in other ways, kind of online. And we go through a big selection process where we kind of interview all of the candidates running for office in all of the city council and supervisor races in the county, figure out who are the best candidates who will be making the best decisions for the environment, and then we support them. And then once they're in elected office, we keep them accountable and make sure that as policies are being crafted, that the environment is being taken into account.
Wow.
So we have about 8,000 or 9,000 members across the county, and we'd love to welcome more of them. If any of your listeners are interested, they can go to conservationaction.org to learn more and to join as a member.
Well, you know, Daisy, you just do so much, but I know you did a lot of planning and thought into this event that's coming up on May 15th. So can you tell us what the event is about, what's going to happen, and what is your hope that folks walk away with?
Yeah. So many of your listeners may have heard already of what's called the Green New Deal. It's a big plan that's happening at the federal level that Congress is discussing and that many young people are chanting and rallying inside the halls of Congress outside of Nancy Pelosi and other offices to get them to support. And we are lucky here in Sonoma County that both of our representatives, Mike Thompson and Jared Huffman, have been on board from the very beginning with the Green New Deal. They're co-sponsors from the very beginning. The Green New Deal is taking into account the fact that scientists are saying we have less than 11 years to take action on climate change before we hit really critical points beyond which we can't kind of return. So they're points of no return for our climate. And that means not that the planet will, you know, go up in a ball of flame, but that life for humans on this planet will not be possible in the way that we have known it for the last millennia, you know, several millennia, because the very kind of stable climate that we've been lucky enough to experience over the last, you know, 20, 50,000 years is being impacted by the pollution we're releasing from our burning of fossil fuels, oil and gas and coal and other sorts of things. And so we haven't dealt with it, even though we've known this is a problem for decades now, we haven't dealt with it as a nation. And the United States is the largest contributor of greenhouse gas pollution, which is what's destabilizing the climate. And so there's this big push at the federal level to both address climate change through providing solutions and moving our economy to a clean energy economy, and doing that in a way that supports the workers who are currently engaged in the dirty fossil fuel economy in transitioning. So we're not leaving behind the workers. We're bringing them with us. We're going to retrain them to be part of this new economy. And then we're also going to help support the communities that are going to be most impacted by climate change, which are usually low-income communities and often communities of color. So we have the people who are already doing the worst in our economy are the ones who are going to be hardest hit by climate change because they have the fewest resources to be able to adapt. And so the Green New Deal harkens back to the New Deal under Franklin Roosevelt, back, you know, the way that we got ourselves out of the Depression and moved ourselves forward back in the 20s and 30s was through a lot of government investment in what was called the New Deal. There were a lot of programs created, a lot of investment in infrastructure, created all sorts of amazing trails and roads and pathways and bridges across our country, created rail systems, created artwork, and put people to work who badly needed jobs. and it also helped revitalize our economy and get us to be the strongest superpower in the world.
Daisy, let me just ask you a few questions here. We're coming. This is a fast segment here. Who are some of the presenters that are going to be there? And is it a free event? And give us our website again.
Okay. So the presenters, we're going to have a presentation from some students from the Sunrise Movement, which is this national movement of students that are bringing forward the New Deal, the Green New Deal across the country. And then we're also going, and so they're going to be talking about the federal push for the Green New Deal. And then we're going to have local presenters speaking about how we can localize the Green New Deal, what kind of policies we can pass at the local level in our cities and our county to bring this clean energy economy forward and create good jobs. So I will be speaking, Evan Wigg from the, Community Alliance of Family Farmers and the Farmers Guild. We'll have Mara Ventura, the head of North Bay Jobs of Justice, and we'll have a couple experts from Sonoma State as well, who are climate science experts and experts in finance and recreating the economy. So it's going to be really action-packed, information-packed, fascinating conversation, and we're going to have community engagement. So before and after the event, we're going to have opportunities for people to engage in the issues, figure out what they can do, talk to local organizations who are engaged in this work, and find ways to be part of this movement. The website, if folks would like to get tickets, is www.conservationaction.org, that's my organization's website, /GND for Green New Deal. And then the tickets are, we're asking for $10 to $20, kind of sliding scale, depending on what people can afford. But it's free for students with a valid ID. And we don't want anyone not to come because of financial concerns. So if you can't afford $10 even, absolutely show up. We'll have tickets at the door. You can get a ticket online and just show up. So it'll be at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds in Santa Rosa, where we all go down to the county fair every summer, and it'll be a great event. We hope lots of folks will come out.
Well, Daisy, thank you so much for giving us all this great information, and I look forward to the next interview that we do, and the event's going to happen. It's the Green New Deal Town Hall. That's going to be Wednesday, May 15th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at Garrett Hall in Sonoma County Fairgrounds. Well, thanks again, Daisy. Well,
thank you, Elaine. And once again, that website is conservationaction.org/GND. Sorry, I saw the motorcycle go by.
And we'll have that on the Women's Spaces website.
Okay.
Well,
thanks,
that's
a lot,
it.
Elaine.
My pleasure, my friend. Well, that's it for the show. Special thank you to Daisy Pisty Lehane, Executive Director of Sonoma County Conservation Action. Reminder, all the information you heard on the show will be listed on www.womenspaces.com. Also, if you want to wish anyone a happy birthday, anniversary, birth, etc., write me at elaine@womenspaces.com, and I'm happy to announce it.
The previous Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, April 29th, 2019.